I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 19th. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says the city's future operations and economic health are being threatened by the loss of city workers to the private sector. Palmucci is calling for a review of salaries for all city workers because he says the pandemic has forced the private sector to raise wages, luring public employees away from the city. The Quincy Climate Action Network will be honored for their 10th anniversary by the Quincy City Council tonight. The meeting begins at 6:30 in the Great Hall at City Hall and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. Quincy College has won a $750,000 state grant to expand its life sciences program. The funds will be used to purchase new equipment and supplies for the biotechnology lab. Quincy Public Schools also won almost $184,000 in state grants to help students follow a career path in life sciences at Quincy College. Quincy residents can begin picking up free surgical masks today at the Koch Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The city's emergency management office will be distributing the masks weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. An appointment is needed for mask pickup by calling 617-376-1105 or emailing emergencyoperations@quincyma.gov. The masks are available to Quincy residents only. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 19th.